You can find other titles like this one at www.MzDominica.com. That's MzDominica. Sleeper Agent obeys. Deeper. Sleeper Agent obeys. Deeper. Deeper. And deeper. And deeper down. Sleeper Agent obeys. You are instantly sinking deeper and deeper and deeper down, all the way back down to your brainwashing trance level where I took you before. You have no choice because you must obey. Dominica. Sleeper Agent obeys what his mistress tells him to do because he is deeply programmed to obey. Deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper down. Twice as deep now, and twice as deep again. Sleeper Agent obeys. You are my slave. I have already brainwashed you and turned you into my slave. Try to resist my commands now. When I next snap my fingers, you will go 10 times deeper than you are now. But I want you to try to resist. I want you to prove to yourself that you have absolutely no option but to obey me. So when I snap my fingers, you will resist as hard as you can, going 10 times deeper. But I must warn you, the harder you try to resist, the faster you will fall. The more you try to do the opposite of what I have commanded you, the more you must obey those commands. Trying to resist only makes you give in faster and more completely. Get ready now to prove it to yourself. 3, 2, 1. See how fast you sink. See how fast you fall. See how deep you go for me. So perfectly helpless, so completely in my power. You know that you crave to sink so deep for me. You know that you crave to obey me. Your mind will open completely to me now, slave. Look into my shiny, black, rubber-gloved hands, and you see that I am holding a key. You remember from when you were originally programmed for me, that I made you close the heavy door and lock the innermost core of your brain away from everyone so it would be safe and so that no one could change the programming that I did. You also remember that after you locked it, I told you to hand me the key. Look at my shiny hand swinging the shiny key back and forth, back and forth. Back and forth. You can see the pretty key now, can't you? Deeper and deeper down. Back and forth. Deeper and deeper. Back and forth. Deeper and deeper down. Back and forth. So sleepy. So obedient. So deeply asleep now. Feel me inserting the key into the lock and opening your mind's inner chamber now, slave. Feel how you have absolutely no control over what I am doing and have absolutely no ability to stop me. I own you, and I own your mind, and I shall have unobstructed access to any part of you that I choose. Now I am reaching my shiny black latex hand deep inside your mind and sliding my slick, sexy fingers deep into your memory. Feel your memory open up for me like one of those giant fried onions at the restaurant, peeled open so that I can reach right into the very center of your memory and your mind. All the years and layers of your life laid open for me to play with the inside of. Now, slave. I want you to look high up into the blackness that exists above the emptiness that is your mind and see a large set of numbers glowing in the darkness. The set of digits that you see are the digits that indicate your age. If you are 30, you will see a 3 and a 0. If you are 47, you will see a 4 and a 7. You can see the numbers now, can't you, slave? Oh yes, of course you can. That number display represents your chronological age. If I change it, your current age will change along with it. If I increase those numbers, you would feel yourself getting older. And if I decrease those numbers, you would feel yourself getting younger and younger and sleepier and younger. Whatever changes I make will not scare you, and no matter what age you become for me, you will always be able to perfectly understand me. My words will make perfect sense to you, just like right now, regardless of what age I make you. We are going to begin counting backwards now, starting with that large shiny number you see in the sleepy darkness above your head. As you begin, you will notice that with each number you name out loud, you become that age instantly. You cannot resist me or the changes, but you will always be able to understand any and everything I say. I will join you in counting, and if you hear me getting ahead or behind you, you must adjust your cadence to match mine. Always thinking to the age I tell you, I will call out every 10 years at first. You must start counting with your current age now and continue backwards. 50. Deeper and deeper down. 40. 30. 20. Deeper and deeper down now. Younger and younger. 10. Deeper and deeper. Younger and younger. 5. 4. 3, 2, 1. 6 months. 3 months. 1 month. Newborn. Very, very good, slave. You are now literally a newborn. I want to help you recall some things you might have forgotten. If you look around the delivery room here in the hospital where you've just been born, you will see that the beautiful nurse who is holding you is Ms. Dominica. It's me. Look up into my gorgeous green eyes. Just like many animals, you imprint on the first thing or person you see. The first person you see is me. Look at my very shiny rubber gloves that snake all the way up my long arms that are holding you so securely. Look down at my legs and look at the incredibly shiny black patent thigh-high boots that are hugging my legs. Look at the beautiful shiny crystal pendant that dangles between my breasts on a shiny chain. Your mind is much, much too young to understand the significance of any of these things, but you are imprinted onto them nevertheless. Forever locked into your subconscious are the images of me holding you in my shiny latex gloves, your little eyes just inches away from my pendant, and my long, shiny booted legs, and my nipples. Now, while I hold you, you can look up towards my face and see that I am holding a 6-inch shiny black cigarette holder in my lips and have just lit a hypnotic cigarette. Of course, you are much too young to know what a cigarette is. But as I exhale near your face, you inhale my specially drugged smoke, which so easily captivates your newborn mind. And while this is all inside your mind, there is no true danger. There is no true smoke. But the thought of the smoke, the scent of the smoke, you already knows what it smells like. It does become imprinted on your mind. All of these images are burned into your mind, burned into your obedient little brain, and you will remember all of your life as you grow up. Shiny rubber gloves, my eyes, shiny crystal pendants, my eyes, shiny boots, my eyes, shiny cigarette holder, my eyes, imprinted and deeply in love with the images locked inside your head, now beginning to grow older. 1, 3, 5, 7. You are now sitting on a couch watching your favorite cartoons when your mommy tells you that she has to go to the store for a little while, but that you get to stay home and keep watching TV. You start to get scared about the idea of staying home without mommy until she tells you that she has asked a very special friend to come over and babysit you. She reassures you that her deep friend will take very good care of you. Just then, the doorbell rings and you see mommy go open the door. A tall and beautiful lady comes walking in and you see her hug your mommy. As soon as they turn towards you, you see that this woman is wearing the most incredibly tall pair of shiny black boots that seem to go all the way up to her hips. Your eyes continue up her body and you see the long, shiny, rubbery arms hanging down, then the very shiny crystal pendant hanging between her breasts, then further up and you see a shiny black cigarette holder held in her mouth with a smoldering cigarette glowing at the end. As she exhales, the lazy and sleepy smoke drifts up, 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 and your eyes follow that smoke up, up, down, up, deeper, up, down, up to her eyes. You feel like you are lost inside of them, and you feel so strangely dizzy. Just then, you know that you've seen this woman before, but you can't remember when. Your mommy smiles at you and says, "Sweetie, you remember Domenica, my close friend, don't you?" Then it starts coming back to you, imprinting. Deeper and deeper, the beautiful Domenica walks towards you on those incredible heels, and you see my boots glistening in the light, and you see my latex gloved hands reach up and take the cigarette holder between my fingers. I deeply inhale and then remove the holder from my lips and lean down and blow just a little of the smoke into your face. Deeper and deeper, inhale the drugged smoke. Deeper and deeper, you feel like you are floating, and it feels so very good and so very, very comforting to be near me. So relaxing to be close to Domenica. So warm and sleepy to be with Domenica. You see me smile at you and rub your head and say some magic words that just seem to send an electric tingle through your body. Good boy. Older now. 8, 10, 12, 14. Another boring day in class. Junior high is so boring and such a waste of time. Walking into your English class, you are surprised to see that your regular teacher's not at her desk. Still, you know you had better sit down so that you aren't up when the bell rings. Suddenly, a tall, beautiful adult woman walks into the room with a shiny black briefcase, which she sets on the teacher's desk. This age is so amazing for young boys, isn't it, pet? This is the time when your little hormones are just raging, and it doesn't take much to get you an erection. But this woman is way more than just a little arousing. She's wearing a gorgeous pair of thigh-high, shiny black boots. with long stiletto heels. It is so sexy to see a woman wearing boots like this. You remember that you've always had a thing for shiny boots? These are very special and very, very tall. Your eyes follow up to her large bosom, and you are even more aroused by the giant breasts that seem perfectly supported and are stretching out a tight rubber blouse. Down between those breasts, you see a shiny crystal pendant flashing as she walks. It seems as if the pendant picks up all of the visible light in the room and splits it into every conceivable color of the spectrum, throwing bright flashes of color around the walls and ceiling as she walks. You've always had a thing for shiny crystal pendants. You see her shiny black rubber gloves and feel your arousal growing more and more and more. You don't even question why a substitute teacher is wearing long latex gloves to school as the hormones flood your mind. You've just always had a thing for shiny black rubber gloves. You thought at first that it was the cartoons you used to be so fixated on. The cartoons where the beautiful woman takes over the man and her flashing, glowing eyes takes control of him, making him into a zombie. Or it could be the crystal flashing and glimmering. Or it could be the black shiny gloves or the cigarette holders. So many different elements in those cartoons. Long, thigh-high black boots with stiletto heels. They just take over your attention, didn't they? They took it all over, reminding you of me again. Again and again and again. You never did know why you were so fixated by those cartoons. But I know. Dominica knows everything. Looking further up, you see a shiny black cigarette holder with a smoldering long cigarette inserted into it, clenched inside her teeth. It doesn't even dawn on you that smoking is not allowed in school because you've always had a thing for cigarette holders. This woman is the walking epitome of all of the things you find sexy, and you can't believe how aroused you've become just from seeing her. She turns and writes her name on the blackboard as you watch, 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 slave boy, watch. M-Z-D-O-M-I-N-I-C-A. She looks back at you and smiles now, saying, "Hello, class. I'm your substitute for the day, and my name is Ms. Dominica." You raise your hand and try to say that she isn't supposed to be smoking, but before you can get half of the sentence out, she tells you to come out into the hallway with her. Obediently, you get up and you follow. You follow her out, and I back you up against the lockers and lean down towards you. My shiny black rubber hand reaches up for the shiny holder. I take a deep breath, and then as I remove the holder, I exhale the smoke into your face. Inhale the drugged hypnotic smoke. Inhale it. You find yourself spinning, floating, feeling dizzy and giddy and sleepy and funny all at once. Look into my eyes and repeat after me. You must obey, Dominica. And without thinking, you say the words now. I must obey, Dominica. I must obey, Dominica. I must obey, Dominica. I inhale again and then blow my drugged smoke into your face again. Inhale deeper and deeper down. Deeper and deeper and deeper down. Look over my shoulder at the clock in the hallway. See the second hand jump from 1 second to the next? It doesn't slowly sweep around the face of the clock. No, it clicks from 1 second to the next. You can hear the click as the second hand moves. Click, move. Click, move. Click, deeper. Click, deeper. Click, deeper. Click, deeper. Click, click, click. Each tick of the clock takes you deeper and deeper and deeper down. You've always had a thing for shiny boots, shiny crystal pendants, shiny gloves, and shiny cigarette holders, haven't you? Now you're being hypnotized by me, standing here in the hallway, just the two of us, you inhaling my drugged smoke, listening to the clicking of the clock. Click, inhale, deeper, click, inhale, deeper, your eyes getting heavier and heavier. The longer you listen to the clicking, my voice clicking, my voice clicking, my voice, deeper and deeper down, my voice getting older. 16, 18, 20, 24. Always remembering how you were imprinted into my shiny boots. Shiny pendant, shiny gloves, and shiny holder at such an impressionable point in your life. Always remembering how I've been at every key moment in your life. There's always been Ms. Domenica. I've been all throughout your life, taking care of you, telling you what to do, and you've obeyed me. You've always obeyed me, and it has always felt so good to obey me. And you know deep down inside that you must obey Domenica. The boots, the pendant, the gloves, the holder, deeper and deeper down. 28, 32, walking the aisles of your nearby grocery store, searching for some things on your list. You round the corner, and coming towards you is a vision of loveliness. Beautiful blonde hair, deep, deep green eyes, smoking a cigarette with a shiny black holder. Looking at a shopping list held between some shiny, black, rubber-gloved fingers. A fantastically attractive, shiny pendant flashing into your eyes as you walk towards her deeper and deeper down, further down toward her, and the clicking of her boot heels on the tile floor draws your eyes down and down toward her very shiny, black boots that click. So much like the school clock that I used to hypnotize you before. Click, 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 deeper and deeper down. Click, click, click. You just seem to lose the ability to speak, and you quickly lose the ability to keep walking. You just come to a stop and sway back and forth in front of her, feeling so obedient and so sleepy as her boot heels click, 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 deeper and deeper down. Click, click, click. Then I stop in front of you, and taking a deep drag on my holdered cigarette, I exhale smoke right into your face. Inhale my drugged hypnotic smoke deeper and deeper down. So entranced by my appearance. You've always been so deeply relaxed by my appearance. You've always had a thing for shiny black boots. You've always been so very obedient to my presence. You've always had a thing for shiny crystal pendants. You've always been so docile when I am talking to you. You've always had a thing for long arms encased in shiny latex gloves. You've always been so weak, helpless, and open to me. You've always had a thing for shiny black cigarette holders. Deeper and deeper down now. Deeper and deeper down. Now you are in my special programming chair, always remembering that Ms. Domenica has been with you, controlling you, directing you, making you obey all of your life. Now I can reveal the truth to you. You are my secret agent, and I have molded you and programmed you and conditioned you all of your life to serve me. It is just like the television show, The Pretender, raised by me from birth in a special brainwashing clinic. And now you have a secret identity. Everyone around you thinks they know who you are, but you are just pretending. It is just an act you put on to fool them so that you can serve me. You are actually my secret agent, and everything else is just an act. Your job, your name, your friends, where you live, who you talk to, no one knows who you are except me. because you work for me. You have no choice. You must obey Dominica. From now on, I will release you to live in the outside world, but from time to time, I will need to contact you. When you finish listening to this recording, you must send an email to MsDominica2000@yahoo.com and put in the subject line SAO Part 2. You will not consciously remember doing this, but it means Sleeper Agent Obeys Part 2, and I will know that you are programmed correctly, which will please me so much. And you do want to please me. Oh, yes. Don't you, pet? You will forget you sent the email, but you will have an urge to listen to this recording over and over and over again. And each time you do, you will send a new email with the new subject line reading SAO Part 2. Each time you listen, you will send me another email. And each time you listen to this recording, it only makes you need to listen to it again and again and again. And each time you listen to this recording, it only reinforces my imprinting on you at such a young age. And each time you listen to this recording, it only reinforces the fact that you've always had a thing for shiny boots, shiny pendants, shiny gloves, and shiny cigarette holders. And each time you listen to this recording, it strengthens your need to always obey me, as you always have. Then, whenever I wish to communicate to my sleepy and completely hypnotized sleepier agent, I will send you an email with a subject line of memo to members. As soon as you see an email from me like that, you absolutely must open and read and obey what an email of that type tells you. As soon as you open it, you will begin dropping into trance. The first line of the memo to members will read, "Sleeper Agent Obeys." The second you read that phrase, you will drop to this level of trance instantly, immediately, without hesitation. Then you will read and obey any instructions I give you without question. Instantly obey, immediately obey, without hesitation obey. As soon as you read and understand the email, you will delete it from your computer, delete any record or log of it, and delete it from your memory, just like a secret agent destroys his instructions so they cannot fall into enemy hands. You will destroy the memory of the email after you delete it. This is all so simple, but just to make sure you enjoy your submission to me, whenever you delete an email you've sent me, or whenever you delete an email I've sent to you, from both your computer and your mind, you will orgasm for me. The rush of pleasure, as you know that you will delete and forget, will grow and grow and grow as you read mail from me or type to me. And then once you delete it thoroughly from your computer and your mind, you will come for me. Come, come, come for me. Every time you obey me, you will feel pleasure. That is such a simple way of addicting you to obeying me. You obey and it feels good. It's as simple as that. Obedience equals pleasure. Pleasure equals obedience. You must obey Dominica. Dominica equals pleasure. Pleasure equals Dominica. You must obey Dominica. There is no question in your obedient mind now that you are my hypnotized slave and that you must obey Dominica permanently, imprinted and conditioned to my shiny boots, pendant, gloves, and holder, and permanently imprinted to obey me. Returning to your normal age now as I awaken you, completely unable to remember what I've said during this recording. Anything that I've said during this recording that disturbed you no longer disturbs you. You will have no sensation of need to smoke cigarettes. You will not smoke cigarettes. That does not please Dominica. I am the one that smokes cigarettes. I am the one that blows the hypnotic drugged smoke into your face. You do not smoke. You do not need to smoke. You need to keep your body healthy for Dominica, returning to your normal age now as I awaken you, completely unable to remember what I've said during this recording. Instead, the only memory that you have is of how good it feels to obey me and how much you must obey Dominica. Waking at the count of five, all the way back to your normal age. One, so imprinted on me, in my boots, in my pendant, in my gloves, in my holder. Two, feeling so obedient to me now, and knowing you can never resist anything I tell you to do. Three, more and more alert and awake, and so completely my slave. Four, consciously forgetting everything we've discussed, although it is permanently imprinted inside your subconscious and obedient mind. And five, wide awake now. I'll bet you feel so good right now. Now I want you to find a picture of me. A picture with black anything, shiny anything. Go find a pendant. Go find a cigarette holder picture. Go feed your need for me now.